How do you suggest that we come together when there are those who do not feel that police brutality exists?
Dozens of local residents stepped up to the microphone to ask questions about what can be done to prevent violence between the police and the community. The room was full of passionate people who want to see some actual change. Mark Fancher is an attorney for the ACLU of Michigan. He says many police officers receive good training at the police academy, but are taken down the wrong path by others on the force.
If what happens is he's paired with a veteran who tells him, you know, all that stuff that you learned in the academy, forget it. Because we've been policing a certain way for generations. Those of us who have done it have managed to go home at the end of our shifts and see our wives and our children. And if you want to survive, then you'll do that too.
Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton does not disagree with Fancher, but made it clear that most police officers are there to serve and protect.
It's not just training. You have to have a comprehensive approach to it. In some law enforcement agencies, not all, we have to change the fundamental assumption that these people are more dangerous than those people.
Miles McGuire's a Black Lives Matter organizer. Throughout the forum, he stressed the importance of people joining the campaign to protect black lives. During one of those call-to-action moments, a Caucasian man in the audience yelled, "All lives do matter."
All lives do matter. Black lives matter too.
McGuire responded to the man's reaction by saying that all lives do matter, but the situation is different for blacks.
It's like a fireman coming to a house on fire and going around and saying all houses matter, and then putting out houses that aren't even on fire. African Americans are burning.
But William Lopez, a Latino man from Washtenaw County, believes black lives aren't the only ones that are burning. He feels that some groups were overlooked at the forum.
So I think that that's part of what's missing in the conversation. As we talk about the needs of African American communities, many of those needs overlap with Latino communities.
Cheeto Christian moved to the U.S. 2 years ago from Africa after meeting his American wife in Kenya.
And I didn't know anything about racism then. But until I moved to the United States, every day I spend it in fear. My wife and I love each other. But I don't know how to live in this fear.
Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, who was part of the panel, says respect will be key to prevent violence between the police and the community.
I think we need to respect each other, period. And that's what tonight's about, if we're going to start to do the unity. And so let's respect each other. Some stories I've never heard before. I would do anything I can to make sure that every person is treated with dignity and equality and respect in this country. And yet the reality is, it is not happening. Do I think that young black men in this country are treated differently? It's a reality.
Most people who attended the forum stayed for the 2 hours that it lasted. There's no doubt that this community discussion will continue to move forward right here in Washtenaw County until residents see the change that they want. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.